My name's Dave Roberts. I'm general manager at Nude Records. Nude's been going for about 8 or 9 years. Saul Galpin, our MD, he'd been an A&R man at various major labels. He actually was down on his luck, actually got fired by BMG and then found Suede. And while he was unemployed, one person financed him on an independent basis, someone from a management company, and they put out the first Suede single, and obviously started kicking off. The band started being courted by different major labels, but they decided that if there was a way of working still with Saul and with Nude, and they wanted to remain there. They did another single, and then in the meantime they built this relationship with Sony for International, which helped to fund the Suede deal at the beginning, a full-blown record company deal. From there, the label was established and able to sign other acts as well. They tried to put some glamour back into guitar music, I think, but also they did it with great songs. They did it with a charismatic singer. You know, they had a stance, they had something to say. And all of those things combined, I think, to capture people's imagination. And it was one of those things that, you know, Suede is the kind of band, particularly at the beginning, that you loved or hated, and that didn't do them any harm either. Such high expectations with Ultrasound. They did some fantastic early gigs. There was a big race for record companies to sign them, and ended up being quite a big deal in the end. They never did anything by halves. They started recording, went through two or three different producers because their vision of the band didn't necessarily fit with the way they were being recorded. They had a mixture of traditions in that band, from Pink Floyd-influenced progressive rock through to more traditional, probably indie stuff like The Smiths, guitar-wise, and I think the whole thing became a bit cumbersome, and although they were still doing fantastic live shows, I think that if that first album had been a bit more controlled musically, it still could have been very successful. I think the album came out, did quite well, they were still doing the gigs, and then I think that there was a kind of a falling out between the personalities of the band, and one of the things that made them so great is their five very distinctive personalities vying for attention within the band, and musically giving different things to the band that made this interesting melting pot, but ultimately that's probably what tore them apart as well. Then realized it.
I've been putting some songs together on a four track, and I knew Dan played guitar, so I called him, and he came over a couple of evenings, 1 week, and put some stuff down. And that's where the band was born, basically, off the four track.
I'm Simon the drummer.
I'm Miles, and I play bass, guitar.
I'm Dan, the guitarist.
I am Darren. I sing and play guitar. We've mulled over this one as to why we're called Low Gold. The party line is that it's actually a direct literal translation of an old Nordic word which means of hidden worth.
They're just kind of nonsensical words that make a word of their own kind of sound quite nice.
They recorded with a guy called Tony Lash, who was, I think, Elliot Smith's drummer, and had also done some engineering and production for the Dandy Warhols, this American guy. He came over here and they recorded here, and recorded the album. They actually did the mixing this year for a couple of weeks with a guy called Dave Oringa, who works with the Manic Street Preachers, and I think he does some Head Swim and different things, and he did the mixing on the album.
I always like the idea of this particular band, of it having a classic quality to it, but without it sounding purposely retro. So when people try to describe us, they're just as likely to mention people like Neil Young and the band, as they are to mention Sparkle Horse and Granddaddy and Teenage Fan Club and bands like that.
Still discussing the possibility of an EP coming out probably in May, and then the lead track of the EP will probably be a track called In Amber that's on the album. Then a couple of months later, early summer or July, mid-summer I guess, we're looking at releasing the first proper single, which is a track called Beauty Dies Young, which we think has a chance of picking up some radio airplay.
Yesterday.
got to make the most of today, for beauty dies young. Beauty dies young. Got to make the most of today, for beauty dies young. But you got to make the most of today, for beauty dies young. You got to make the most of today, for beauty dies young. Beauty dies young. Beauty dies young.
Gold's certainly the kind of band that I think that in two or three albums time they could come through and write some classic crossover mainstream tracks, which I think they're close to doing at the moment.